Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel story that we just listened to from Luke 1 is a story known as the Visitation. Now, the Visitation has been an inspiration for poetry and song and countless painting from the Middle Ages to the Renaissance right up to today. Mary comes to visit Elizabeth. Mary came because she heard that Elizabeth too was expecting. And all sorts of amazing things begin to take place when these two ladies get together. Now, this story actually comes after another famous story called the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and declares that she is favored, full of grace, and then Gabriel tells her that she will bear a child to save us all. In that story of the Annunciation, Mary then shows the most amazing faith, knowing that she is not yet married, knowing that being discovered to be with child will draw the ire and ill will of many people, she still says, "Here am I, the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be to me as you have spoken." Because she also knows that God is gracious and merciful, hearing that God knows her and blesses her, Mary steps into God's story and into God's plan without fear. And so right after making that amazing statement of faith, she immediately travels to see Elizabeth. I think she was excited to see her cousin, and maybe she was looking for a place to sort of hide out for a minute as she traveled to see Elizabeth. And it's in that moment that we get our gospel story this morning. As Mary enters and greets Elizabeth, stuff starts happening. Elizabeth is excited to see her younger cousin, but John, the baby inside her, leaped in her womb. My question is, how did John know? How did even Elizabeth know when she proclaims all of these blessings on Mary? And Luke gives us the clue. He says, filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's our answer. The presence of God is filling that room. And along with all of the expectation comes excitement, comes blessing. These two women are now major players in God's plan. And the sons they carry, they too are major players in God's plan, and we get to see this amazing moment unfold. Now, when we gather here in worship, we too are in the presence of God. Jesus himself comes to us in the bread and wine of the Eucharist. For the past 2 weeks, we have baptized both an infant and an adult. And Jesus has been present along with the Father and the Holy Spirit in that water. I hope that you feel excited when you come to this table and receive this amazing gift. And I know that there can be moments in our lives that are filled with guilt and trepidation. But when this gift is given, once we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, I hope that excitement comes along with blessing. When we help our neighbors, I hope that the excitement comes as we hear their story and see their need. I hope that the blessings flow from God to us as we participate in our own visitations. This is the beauty and the power of this gospel story this morning. As Jesus came to Elizabeth and to John, he comes to us. As Jesus filled the world with God's love, our world, our lives are equally filled with the love of God. But this amazing moment, this visitation that is our gospel reading today, is followed in Luke's gospel by another very famous poem or song from Mary that the church has called the Magnificat. Awed by the vision from Gabriel, stunned by the proof of God's power in this story, Mary comes and then speaks these words. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, according to the promise He made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. Mary begins her song by saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And in that start, Mary recognizes the goodness of God and recognizes that God has looked with favor upon her, lowly though she may be. She is giving thanks and praise that for the fact that God sees that all of us are worthy. Mary isn't the daughter of someone important. In the world in which she lives, she is a nobody from nowhere. And yet God has chosen her to play a role in our salvation. Most of us are not famous. We're not recognized beyond the few people who know us. And yet God has chosen us to play a role in the salvation for our neighbors. We may not carry a child, but we bring the presence of Jesus with us as we live our lives as God's children. May our soul magnify the Lord. Mary continues to praise God for the mercy that He shows, as well as the way that God upsets the status quo. God scatters the proud and brings down powerful ones, those who think they are better, those who put down or cast out others. These are scattered. Instead, Mary sings that God lifts up the lowly, fills the hungry, stands beside us, and wants to work with us to bring the kingdom to light. God wants to help us, and that's why Jesus came to be with us. As we go out into the world, as we come here to worship, we can count on the fact that a visitation is possible. In the people around us here, we experience the love of God and the fellowship that is the communion of saints. When we go out into the world to work or school, at the store or the gym, at dance classes or basketball games, we get to bring the love of God and that fellowship to the people we meet. Co-workers, dance partners, schoolmates, to all who may need the love of God, we get to visit them with that love from God. Now, I will never carry a child in any way except in my arms, and I'm fine with that. But I can bring Jesus with me. When my mom walked into a room, everyone smiled. When Marion Feather walks into a room, delight walks in with her. When Gunnar Artman walked into a room, you couldn't help but perk up and pay attention. When Dale Olson walked into a room, he brought with him wisdom and patience. When Vera Sheets walked into a room, she usually had a job for you to do and was willing to roll up her sleeves and help you with it. All of those people know the love of God in their lives. They know the presence of God in Jesus Christ in their lives. They know the power of visitation. And you see, these are the kinds of visitations we get to experience from the people around us. But these are also the kinds of visitations we get to bring to the people around us. May the presence of the coming Savior fill you with joy this day and always. May we all commit to sharing the presence of Christ, to sharing the love of God, to sharing the inspiration of the Holy Spirit with neighbors and friends, with family and even enemies. May we continue the visitation. Amen.